Okay, so up to the Gemara and Daf Chof, Vav Amud Beis towards the bottom. The first word on the line is Ganov. It's about the 10th wide line, Ganov. Omer of Nachman. Oichle Dovor Acher. Psulin Le'edus. So you saw this last time. Normally, Dovor Acher is a reference to Achilas Chazir. Tosus went out of his way to point out that this is not the subject at all. And Tosis referred us to a sugya later on, which is coming up on the next Omud, to what happens to somebody who does eat macholos asuros. Is he considered posel edus? That's not our subject. Tosis says you have to have patience. That's a sugya later on. So what does it mean, oichle dover acher? Tosis says, I would have to agree with Rashi. Rashi says it's talking about somebody who needs to receive charity, and he does so from a goy. So we're not doubting his need, but rather we're saying the fact that he's willing to accept charity even from a goy is a type of chilul Hashem on monetary issues, and that's why he's posel edus. Says the Gemara, Hani mili befarhesya, avol betzino loy. That's only if it's done in a public way, but not if it's done in private, for reasons which are very obvious. If the whole psul edus is because of chilul Hashem, so if something's done in private, then there's less of a chilul Hashem. But if these donations are received and it's in public and somehow it's publicized, that's a proper issue of chilul Hashem, and that would render him psul le'edus. So it's only if it's befarhesia. But now comes another qualification. Ubefarhesia nami. Even farhesia, which we said would render him posel edus, nami loy omron. Even that was only said, elo de efsher le, only in a case where it would, in theory, have been possible for him, leitzune betzino, to have been sustained in private. In other words, if you really had two choices, you could have received this donation in private, and you chose, however, to do so in public, that's considered a chil Hashem. So if it was efshalei le'itzunei betzino, if it was possible for him to be sustained in private, v'komavazi nafshei befarhesia, and he calls this bezoyen chil Hashem in public, then yes, that would be considered a chil Hashem. Avoloi efshalei. But if circumstances were such that it was not possible for him to receive this money in a private way, whatever the circumstance would be, it was only shayach. It was only shayach in public. Then he's not posel edus. Why? Chiyusehu, because that's his livelihood. He's going to live. Can't starve to death. So we're not going to accuse him of chil Hashem when all he was doing was receiving some meager handout for money that he needed to poshut live, to survive. That's not a chil Hashem. But if money was received in public when he could have done so in private, and for some reason he chose to make a whole public scene about it, that would be considered a chil Hashem, despite the undoubted necessity that he has to receive this money. Yes.
What if one's partner is a goy and it's not charity, but he basically says, you know, I have confidence in you. I'm going to give you an advance on future business, and because I trust you. So now the guy, even though it's not charity, but the guy is the one who's, of course, Hashem, of course, is mefarnes him. How does this work? Is this a problem?
Good question. I don't know. Again, to my apostle Edus, but I would doubt.
Well, if your apostle Edus, it's saying something about, it's an overall problem.
Sure, I doubt that in your case the same would apply. I'm not aware, again, I'm not proficient in these halachas, but I'm not aware of any issa to go into partnership with a goy whatsoever. You can have a shutfus. Here we're talking about when I'm coming, begging, groveling, I'm in a desperate need, and the only person, as it were, could help me out is a goy, then that's a different situation. But if I merely went willingly into business together with a non-Jewish partner, I wouldn't have thought that's any problem whatsoever.
So one last second. But let's, so now in a situation, let's say things in your personal life get rough and you don't know where to go, and now you turn to your partner and you say, listen, can you help me out? Can you help me out? Can you help me out? That would be a problem.
Maybe that would be a problem if it was done in public, yeah.
Thank you.
Says the Gemara. No, no, it's a good question. Says the Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman. Hachoshud al haroyos. So this is very, very important. Hachoshud al haroyos. Kosher leidus. If somebody is suspect with regard to immorality. Now, it does not say he has transgressed immorality. It says he is choshud. He is choshud, so presumably means that there's some rumor going around, let's say. But there's no clear evidence. There is a rumor. This is a very, very important halacha. What's the halacha of a rumor? Do we pay any credence whatsoever to a rumor? So here we're talking about somebody wears choshed. For some reason, there's suspicion. Either there's a rumor going around, or he's acted in a way which seems to suggest that something might have happened, even though we don't have clear evidence. So the Gemara is telling us that he's kosher le'edus. Omer of Nachman, ha-choshed ala haroyos, kosher le'edus. Now, look immediately at Rashi. It says Rashi, kosher le'edus. Says Rashi, kosher le'edus means de bo'inon, because we require rosho de chomos. De ksiv, al toshes, etc. eid chomos. We have mentioned several times that not necessarily every Aveira will render somebody posel le'edus. We have not yet seen, although it is coming up as mentioned before, somebody who eats macholis asuris, somebody who is machalal Shabbos, somebody who doesn't put on tefillin in the morning. All of these are terrible things, but does it necessarily render him posel le'edus? So far, we have seen that all the cases mentioned are monetary issues, where there has been some type of taiva for momen, whether it be gambling, lending beribis, shmitah, all of these cases, his quest, his desire for money led him astray. Well, remember, we saw cases of people who are only possible midrabbanon, it doesn't matter, but that's the bottom line. It's got to be some money-related issue. Why so? Because that's what the Torah says, chomos. That's the example given in the Torah. Therefore, in this particular case, when he's choshud al haroyos, it may not be a very positive thing that's circulating around him that he's accused of haroyos, but that's nothing to do with chomos. Now, we'd have to pause for a second. If that's the case, if you're telling me that the reason why he's not posel le'edus, according to Rav Nachman, is because this is not money related, then why are we only talking about somebody who is a choshud al aroyes? Surely, even if he's absolutely been indicted and proved to be over aroyes mamish, he would also be kosher le'edus, because at the end of the day, it's not money related. If the reason why he's kosher is because it's not chomos, so why are we only talking about somebody who's been accused of aroyes? Why didn't the Gemara tell me a much bigger chidush, that even if he's been officially indicted and absolutely proven beyond any shadow of a doubt that he's been over aroyes, he would also be kosher because it's not chomos? Yes.
Isn't that understood? Isn't that kal v'chomer? Why do we need the Gemara to tell us that? If the Gemara is telling us the choshed about aroyes, so clearly the Gemara's opinion is that if there is aroyes, there's a problem.
That's the kasha. Why
it's
is
not
it
a kasha? But it's not a kasha.
Why is it a problem? We only have a pasuk to suggest that somebody who is over chomos is posulate. Aroyes is not chomos. Aroyes is not chomos. So if you want to teach me that somebody who's done an Aveira, which is not chomos related, and therefore is kosher leidos, don't tell me somebody who's been accused of arayos. Somebody who's actually over arayos. So we'll see. We'll have to see. Tosis discusses it. We won't be able to see this today, maybe tomorrow. We'll have to see next time. Is this, in fact, a general rule or not? Is it really a cast iron rule that only somebody who's been accused of monetary related issues is postulatus? We'll have to see. So for the moment, that's what Rashi tells us. Now look back into the Gemara. All of that is Rav Nachman. Omar Rav Nachman, ha-choshud al ho-aroyos kosher le-edus. Omar Rav Sheshes disagrees. Oni Mary, Rashi says, aneini adoini, answer me, my master. I don't understand what you mean. Arbo'in bekatfei. 40 on his shoulders, meaning Malkus. The kosher question mark? This guy is getting 40 of the best. Why is he getting 40 of the best if nothing's been proven? There's only been a rumor. So look at Rashi, right at the end of the narrow lines. Arbo'in bekatfei, chayev Malkus, who, when there is a rumor, not any proof, just a rumor that somebody has been involved in Araya, he says, Chayv Malkus, Afal Pi, She'en Shom Hasra. Even though there's been no formal warning, there's no Eidos, Do'omar Ma, because it's a Gemara and Kiddushin, Malkin, a person will get Malkus for Al, quote unquote, Loi Toivo Hashmua. There is not a good rumor going round. We learn it from a pasuk, Shenema, El Bani Ki Loi Toiva Hashmua. If I'm not mistaken, this is referring to the sons of Eli HaKoyen, who are accused of misdemeanors, and they're considered criticized for it. Now, why am I to be criticized just because there's a rumor going around about me? And the answer is, as the expression goes in English, there's no smoke without fire. So clearly something has happened. To the extent or what exactly, we don't know. So if that's the case, when this person has an accusation circulating around him that he has been suspect in Arroyos, he's going to get Malkus. Now clearly this is not obviously Malkus min ha-Torah, but it's Malkus midrabbonon for Aloy Teva Hashmua. Says Rav Sheshes, I don't understand. How can it be on the one hand we consider this so serious that he gets Malkus, and yet you're still telling me he's kosher le'edos? Rashi says, v'kosher bitmiyo. Now, the truth is, this question of the Gemara is a very difficult question to understand. Why is it a difficult question to understand? Because Rav Nachman just told us, at least this is the way that Rashi explained, that the reason why he's kosher le'edos is because it's non-monetary related. It's not chomos. What if that's the case? What does Rav Sheshes means to say? Yeah, but he's getting Malkus. How can he be kosher le'edos? Well, what type of question is that? The reason why he's kosher le'edos is because it's not a monetary matter. Who cares whether he gets Malkus or not? If Rav Nachman's whole position is based on the fact that it's got to be money related, so what's Malkus got to do with anything? Why is Rav Sheshes saying, yeah, but he gets Malkus? Yeah, I know. I know he gets Malkus, but it's not chomos. By the way, there was a very famous Hasidic Rebbe called the Beis Yisrael, the Gera Rebbe. The Gera Rebbe. He was a grandfather of the current Gera Rebbe. And he was known to be extremely sharp. He lived not so long ago, 30 or 40 years ago. Very, very, very sharp, as is the way in Ger. And a Gera Chassid once came to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe gave him a slap. The guy said, what's that for? He said, well, there's rumors going about around you, rumors going around about you that you've done such and such and such. That's why you got a slap. So the chassid started denying, well, what do you mean? It's not true. It's not true. So the Rebbe gave him another slap and says, well, what do you want? It should be true as well. That's ger. That's ger. But either way, we see that the makor of this is a Gemara. You see, there's Malkus for Loi Teva Hashmua. So as mentioned, we really have to try and see in further depth to try and understand this machlokes. Is it only chomos that makes somebody posel eidos, number one? And if it is, then what on earth is Rav Sheshes asking? Yes, but he gets malchus. So what? But it's not chomos. So what was Rav Sheshes' taina? So we'll have to see later on. That's just maybe one or two more lines. Yeah, Larry, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, you know, when Reish Lakish did tshuva, they said that if you were seen talking to him in the marketplace, you automatically would get credit. So clearly, you have to look at your reputation. You have to be a person where someone would say, "Are you crazy? That's what you think." He had a million years. This person would never do that. And if people aren't saying that about you, that means that you have to work on yourself to a certain position. I think that's what the Gemara is trying to say. It doesn't matter what you really did. But if you're not working yourself where people would say, "Are you crazy? This person would never do such a thing," then you're in the wrong derech.
Yeah. It's gotta be literally off the radar, completely out of the ballpark. Okay, you know what? With your permission, I'm gonna hold it over here. I'm glad we were able to learn. Hopefully we'll be feeling better tomorrow. We're back to the normal schedule tomorrow morning.
I apologize for so much interruptions today,
right? No. Good questions. Okay, be everybody. Have a great